Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Switch to AT&T prepaid and get 2 months of free service with no annual contract on AT&T's network. You know, my wife wanted 2 months free, and she jetted off to the Canary Islands and met some tennis pro named Sergio.
Kevin?
She doesn't even like canaries.
Stick to the script, please.
Sorry, Dan.
It's Don.
Don. That's prepaid your way from AT&T.
Limited time offer requires payment at activation, taxes, extra. Account must remain active on $45 or $65 plan. It cannot lapse to get bill credit for third and 12 months. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. The Cubs still remain atop the National League Central Division, a game and a half up on both the Cardinals and Brewers. However, they've lost six of their last eight games, and yesterday they lost catcher Wilson Contreras.
To the extent of it, it's hoping for the best, obviously. He's a key guy for us and been carrying us offensively and bringing energy every single day. One of our best players, and we want to keep it to a minimum, but we have to figure out what it is first and then come up with a plan.
That was Cubs president Theo Epstein. He was on with Danny Parkins this morning. That interview is available on 670thescore.com. Cubs are off today, but both St. Louis and Milwaukee are in action this evening, so the Cubs division lead could fluctuate a bit by the end of the night. To the south side, tonight the White Sox can sweep the American League's best team as they host the Houston Astros one more time. Carlos Rodon gets the nod for the Sox, coming off an 11-strikeout performance versus Boston his last time out. In football, the Bears will open up their preseason slate tonight when they host the Denver Broncos at Soldier Field. In golf, the last major of the year began today, the PGA Championship at Quail Hollow. Thorbjørn Olesen, your early leader, -4 through 16 holes. And finally here in basketball, Kings forward Zach Randolph was arrested in Los Angeles last night for possession of marijuana with intent to sell. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show before every game. Hashtag live bright. And the scoreboard update brought to you by Geneva National Resort, named Best Wisconsin Golf Courses by Golf Magazine. Also, if you're searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow night at 8:05 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Doing just fine, thank you. It is the Spiegelman Park and Show, or it was. Now it's Bernstein and Goff, whatever. It was a busy day. Thanks to Rick and Jay and Ray, everything they did to put the show together. Is GM Day on the show. Theo Epstein and Rick Hahn. Also had Len Casper call in from Arizona. Brian Gertz handling the video stream, doing a great job with that. Joe Strowski, Kevin Zipak with the updates. Tomorrow, very talented, very funny from Comcast. Layla Rahimi is going to sit in with me for the 10 o'clock hour. Jonah Carey, and we'll talk some Bears after the preseason debut. What's up, gentlemen?
What's happening with you?
Every once in a while, you get one of those unambiguous injuries. Sometimes you spend a lot of time, oh, what was that? They took him out, or he was on a cart, or we're not sure. You know a hammy when you see a hammy, and that did not look like one of the good ones.
Right. The only question, right, is it...
4 weeks or 8 weeks?
Right. Is it the tear? I mean, I think it's in play, right?
The Eric Kush? Yeah.
Yeah, the Eric Kush is in play. Theo didn't want to really go down that road.
Sure.
They're classifying as a strain, but I think that's in play. The good one isn't like... Little tweak, he's back in.
That's not a little tweak.
Yeah, that one's not.
Ooh, I can't walk, and I heard it happen, and I can't put pressure on it. Thing.
Right.
No, I'm steeling myself for 6 to 8 weeks. If you want to leave on the table, not even considering the God forbid of the torn and surgery and off the bone and all that.
Yeah, I mean this is a couple of weeks, and there's a different thing that needs to be addressed from my angle, because last night while watching this happen. I tweeted You play a lot, you pull things. You play too much, you pull things.
Tired muscles.
Pull. Yeah, and it was as if the people, well, I won't say all Cubs fans, but the soft-ass Cub fans out there, just they had never, ever heard of the theory that tired muscles, fatigue muscles, strained muscles, overworked muscles usually go out on you. And 2 weeks ago, on these very airwaves, on the Mully and Hanley show, the GM of the Chicago Cubs said, "We brought Mike Avila in because there's times when Wilson might need a rest to be more fresh down the stretch," right? And then I think it was either Brian or Mike who chimed in with, "Yeah, you know, maybe first, maybe left." And he stopped him and said, no, we got to get him off his feet. Playing first and playing left doesn't mean you're getting a rest. Right. It just means you're not catching. And the storm of people who just could not understand, what do you mean? No, this is your GM said it 2 weeks ago.
Now there's two,
and your president kind of said it today, and then backed up off of it because he Theo hurt himself driving that bus over Joe Madden today, and was like, wait a minute, let me kind of get some more nuance in this. But they know what they saw. They were counting on a guy whose bat was just scalding, and said, you know what? We can put him at first. It won't be as much strain on him. And guess what? He's not the guy that's gonna jake it. He's the guy that's gonna go hard and the energy guy. And he did that, legging out a grounder, and fatigued muscles get pulled.
See, there's two pieces to that. One that's undeniably true, that the Cubs wanted him to rest for whatever reason. You have to. People are human, and you have to rest them, because whether or not it means a muscle, there can be a traumatic injury. You guys wear down. Guys play
so long,
tired. I would have to actually find out from an orthopedist if there are actual studies, peer-reviewed studies, that indicate that fatigued muscles are more likely to have traumatic injury. I don't know if it's true or not.
I thought that was kind of consensus.
That's common knowledge of people, anybody who's covered sports of time.
I don't know, but I just want to see the study. I just want to know what the actual medicine is behind it, what the actual science is behind it. I know it sounds like it should be true, and I know people have said it, but man, there have been guys who've been rested, and they say, well, he pulled it because he was too rested.
Well, you can pull muscles because you're not, you know, maybe your quad is bearing too much.
Right, imbalance.
In terms,
you're not stretched out.
You're not stretched out. And there's a lot of reasons.
Right.
But this deep into a season, and a guy pulls a hamstring, and you've been talking about him playing too much, I mean, you know.
It might have gone anyway. He might have rested, you know, had every other day off, and it's still a hamstring can still go.
That's not what happened. I'm just talking about what happened.
Right. I just don't want to blame them when we really
blame who?
Don't.
Who are you blaming?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm blaming playing. Playing is who I'm blaming.
I'm not ready.
That's fine.
Medically, open. I'm open to the possibility.
We're gonna have to have shows that don't end until the Wednesday or the Thursday after a Monday injury. If that's the case, then if everything's going to need a peer review or a peer study,
no.
You've been covering this for a very long time.
I know what people have said. Okay. I know what people have said. I just would like to know if it's true that I know overworked muscles wear down. I just, in all the studies that have been done of athletics, is somebody who plays a lot of baseball more likely to pull a hamstring? I don't know.
Where I came out on that too was, even knowing that, what I've heard, Jay, right, mm-hmm. that overworked muscles more likely to be pulled, that sort of thing, that was my thought, the fatigue, he's playing more games than he's ever played before and all that. I totally understand their argument of, like, right now it's not time for player development. Right now he's the hot bat. Right, like, right now it's only a game up.
And he's 24. Well, yeah,
but I don't he's 24. It's justifiable to me to say for this stretch, because we don't have a 9-game lead, to keep Wilson Contreras' bat in the lineup.
Well, as far as the player development part,
I'm just saying, you
clarify that for me.
The long,
who are they trying to develop?
No. Just like the long view of Wilson Contreras. Like, I understand saying the short term view for him is, we need to play this guy every day because he's the only guy on the team that's hitting.
Well, that's short-sighted too, then, because you can't play catcher every day.
But that's
common knowledge in baseball. The fact that Salvador Perez plays 145 games is ridiculous.
Agreed.
And at some point, you're going to see that wear and tear.
He's seventh in Major League Baseball this year in games started mm-hmm. at catcher, third in games played. Mm-hmm.
right behind Maldonado and Molina, and 97, the, 96, 95, and in terms of games appeared in.
The age only has bearing in terms of the wear and tear over the course of a career for me. The age has nothing to do with inside of the season, because the same people who will argue age are the same people who were bitching about Tom Thibodeau while he was the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. He was running 22 and 24-year-olds into the ground, and it had nothing to do with how young they were. It was about the play inside that season, what you are doing to people's muscles and bodies inside that season. And the other thing too is like this isn't a character assassination of Joe Maddon or anybody on their training staff. This is talking about what the GM and then the president today kind of said. This guy does not stop.
Agreed.
We've made fun of how energetic and how jumpy he is.
Yeah.
And you saw it in legging out of ground and trying to make sure that his team brought home a W. You saw a muscle just give.
Look at the number of times the Cubs fans were razzing their own players because they didn't think they hustled hard enough. Specifically, I'm talking about Aramis Ramirez and Alfonso Soriano. Mm-hmm. And in the case of Ramirez, when he was getting into the meat of his career, he was open about it. He said that there are times where my muscles get tender and I can't kill myself on every one because something's going to go.
Nolan Arenado had one of those last year, and the Colorado Rockies fans were told, hey, listen, he's not going to leg out, you know, that single to a double every time.
Watch
a double
Pujols.
To a triple.
Miguel Cabrera, Robinson Cano in New York. I talked about it with Casper earlier. Mm. Like, there's a long view. There's a self-preservation aspect that comes also with stature and contract experience. Like, Wilson Contreras might not run out every single or every ground ball when he's 29 years old.
Right. Maybe injuries like this allow you to know your body a little bit. No, they do. Especially like, catcher.
That's a gold glove second baseman. You got it,
buddy. Yeah, you're going to get there. And that's totally natural.
And now the effect part. Now, away from the injury, like you said, I don't know if I'm willing to go as hard as... It's so funny because, like, 45 games in, I was like, Danny, I don't know. This is kind of an average squad. And you're like, I got no doubts that this is the last time we'll see 500. And we went back and forth on that.
Yeah.
Now we're at this point where you're still a little itchy on what those bats outside of Wilson Contreras can do down the stretch?
Well, they're still the favorites. Right. And the schedule is
easy.
They're still the favorites.
It sucks that he's not going to be there, but I don't know if I have as much doubt as you do at this point, which is weird for me.
Here's why. to me, the further you get into a baseball season and the less time it is that you've pulled away from,
right,
the more random crap can happen.
Yeah.
Like, the Brewers could luck into a 30-20 stretch.
Or injuries. Or other injuries.
Or another injury. Like, now your variance has increased. That's more, the like, word. More like a football season, right? And so over 162.
But the talent.
Oh, no, of course, but like early on in the season when they've had a bad 40 games.
And I said, they still haven't gone through the injuries. They still haven't gone through who's going to suck this year. Like, a different person puts on the who's going to suck hat every single year. And Schwarber put it on this year. And we didn't know it at the time, but it felt
right. Hayward had it last year.
Exactly.
Right, but earlier, like, and that was like, I think the glass half empty outlook, and me, maybe Cubs fan or whatever, but the glass half full was, the macro, the full sample will play out where the talent, the cream will rise to the top.
We just don't have a full sample anymore. It's just a function of math at this point, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Is that variance increases with fewer games. I think that's inarguable.
Right. Absolutely. So now, I said today, I still would pick them to win, but I have never had more doubt about this team winning the division than I do today. Wow. And I think that because of the math, it's an inarguable point. Now, hopefully someone steps up, but Joe is being ridiculous with this, like, it's going to galvanize the team, rally around him, guy. Like,
I was going to ask you to this.
And you're better with Wilson Contreras. Stop it.
And the listeners, in our first hour, but for as much as I've heard people talk about baseball all my life, the one thing I've heard is you can't try harder to be better. And he said it a couple of times yesterday, and I told, Tanny to make sure that we isolated some of this, the elevation of your game. He mentioned that twice. Well, guys are going to have to elevate their game. And I'm thinking to myself, now, try to make this logical, Jay. Is he saying 2-1, if you get your pitch, you can't foul it off? Because other than that, how do you elevate your game because he's talking to Brian Rizzo. Let's be real about this. You look at where your money and your hardware is. It's Bryant and Rizzo that have to now stop playing around with this and take it on home.
I'm still shocked by Zobrist's season.
I was just going to say, really? That was the next name. I'm not shocked.
He's old.
But I would like to see
that cliff is real,
ball
and like
off his bat hit hard. You start looking at exit velos and how many times he's actually hitting a ball hard. You know, he's getting some hits in there,
right?
But he's just not driving the ball.
You're right about the cliff being hard, but like his on-base percentage was 380 last year. Now he's hitting 220.
That's what I'm saying. The cliff. Like but sometimes
this
dudes
is what
just,
it looks like.
Sometimes dudes get old. They wake up and are bad. Like it's not. Sometimes it's not a gradual thing.
Right. He's just had a few nicks this year, though. Right. He's had the back. He's had the wrist. He's had some things. So it's like I'm hoping that he's healthy and he can play and he's been rested and he's the guy.
We need to get into that idea, though, Jay. It's a good point and a good catch about elevating their game, because in baseball, what's always said is all you can do is be you. And if in the moment you can't be more you than you.
Right.
You can't do just, it's a matter of maintaining, where almost like we talk about the definition of clutch, where clutch is simply avoiding choke. It's just being you when you're supposed to be you in every moment. And it's possible that when pressed on it, Madden would simply be talking about preparation, concentration, and consistency. That it's not trying to be more than you are, or trying to hit a 5-run homer, but making sure that because you're well prepared, because you're in the moment, because you're concentrating, because you've been aware of what you're supposed to do in all the right ways, that you're capable of being yourself.
This is also one of those like stats versus scouting baseball debates that I actually find interesting, because the purely statistical sabermetric people would say, well, if he's a 5-WAR player, a 5-WIN player, then over 6 weeks, he's maybe costing you one extra game. Mm. But he's a catcher, and so he deals with like the pitching staff, and he's in the middle of the order, and the emotional component of what he brings. Like I can't believe that this is just with how hot he is right now.
It's not siloed, though. The WAR argument, I hear that. Somebody say, okay, look, if he was going to be a 4.5 WAR player, maybe you're down 1.7 wins. You know, that's too facile, because who else plays in different spots? Then you have to calculate that. You know, where is the drop depending on how your defense is positioned because he's there instead of there? Not to mention versatility of his ability in games to play first base, to play left field, and what that does with how you allocate other assets.
Right.
So it's not in a vacuum.
No, I'm with you, but so trying to quantify how many fewer wins they'll have over the next 6 weeks because of the loss of Contreras is not one of the things that is quantifiable in baseball.
I don't think so. I think it might give you a look from 30,000 feet. It might just it shouldn't be ignored.
Right.
But I also don't think it is simply, okay, well, that's that, and we can just get out a pencil and say this is what their record.
I find most of those conversations like inane and tedious. I actually find that one somewhat interesting, because we've tried to put value on a player and now we're removing the player and there's not a quantifiable way to look at it.
There's also aspects of players that aren't quantifiable no matter what.
Right.
Now, there are things that he does in games where you see that dugout like, damn, this guy. You know?
And I'm sure things that he does on road trips or in the clubhouse when he sees people sulking. I mean, we've all worked around those guys. Hell, some of us are that guy where it's like, hey, man, you know, everything's going to be all right. That little talk or whatever. And you get your guy in the right headspace for the 4 hours that you need to be with him, or the 9 innings that you need to be with him, that a number doesn't come with.
Yeah, there's no number for Jason Hayward in the weight room during a rain delay.
No question.
Right?
No
just
question.
Walking around with his shirt off, looking like the Black Conan the Barbarian.
He's only 28.
Yeah, man. He's a big, strapping young man.
And like an old soul, too.
He really is.
You know?
Yeah,
he carries himself. You know, actually, if you're looking for guys who, if they want to return to the form that they've shown before.
I said it last week. Anytime you're ready, yeah, Jason.
It's going to be pretty special to say, look, I'm gonna get the ball in the air a little bit here.
The thing is, they are so talented. I don't really care who it is. Like, you're right. It should be KB or Rizzo. Different, big players, big plays, big games.
A
that
different
sort of thing.
Week should bring you a different person's, you know, exploits. Every week it should be like, oh, look at, like Javi out the All-Star break. You're like, yo, check this out. 1,000 OPS, first 12 games out the All-Star break. Like every week and a half, it should be like, oh yeah, I forgot that Kyle Schwarber can hit 5 home runs in a week.
I was just going to say, like, if Schwarber wants to be embarrassed that he's getting one start in 5 games against lefties, and then when they play
take
righties,
out on the pitcher.
Yeah, hit like 3 home runs in a couple of games. Like, I'm totally cool
spread
with
them out. Spread them out.
Yeah.
You know, so like the broadcaster saying,
hit
like
him in the
a 17 3 games, save some of these runs.
Yeah,
as if they can do that.
I wish they could bank them away and reapply them at other times, like Weight Watchers points, and you know, and save them up and say, I'm going to have some ice cream.
Danny,
you know?
I'm going to tell you right now, the Cubs are going to be fine.
Good.
They're going to win the division, and they're going to get trounced in the playoffs.
Like, I mean, that's the most likely outcome. Yeah. That's the most likely outcome.
Yeah. After winning a World Series, that's pretty much what you can kind of bank on with a talented young team, right?
Yeah. But if predicting getting trounced in the playoffs,
that's hard to do.
Really hard to do, man.
I heard Lawrence talking about it last night, trying to help out.
I didn't think it was going
to
happen in 2015 when they got swept.
They killed the Mets all year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The matchup seemed like it would be okay.
That's your perfect example. And sometimes once you get to a short series,
things happen. Right. Things happen.
The Diamondbacks, I mean, Greinke could win a game against Kershaw, and the Diamondbacks could beat the Dodgers.
On the other side, I feel different about Jake than I did a month ago, 2 months ago. So, you know, Jake is the new and improved Jake.
Right.
So, yeah, I think the Cubs are going to be okay. This sucks. Don't get me wrong. This sucks. As well as he was playing, and as how... Like he was like the Joakim Noah of Cubs baseball. could feel it. Where you're like, you turn on the TV and you can actually see a guy, not only his talent, but see him enjoying his talent and being that dude. And it sucks that you're not gonna be able to watch him for probably a month.
I think that was the first thing I said at like 9:01 this morning. It's like we watch every game, right, for this job. We watch most of the games. It's like he was just the best part of watching the Cubs.
True,
it sucks.
Very true.
What do you guys got?
Well, we're going to talk about this as we get more information. I think we should. Boy, I hope we can take some of that stuff you were scaring us with off the table by the end of the show. But Mark Gonzalez is going to join us. Zach Zabin will have a preview from Soldier Field. There's actual football tonight, and I know it doesn't count. But in this day and age, the way teams practice or the way they don't practice, actual live hitting, actual tackling, actually running into people matters more than it ever did.
Yeah, I still would be so conservative with it. I wouldn't play Jordan Howard.
That's fine.
I wouldn't play him the whole preseason. Doesn't need to take a snap. Like, just the guys that you can't lose for the season, like, let him get his first hit against the Falcons.
This thing will be down to 2 preseason games before you know it and 18 regulars, and we won't see anyone play in the preseason besides bums.
Right, which is why you should do it now and be proactive with it. All right, have a good show, gentlemen. It's Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. First, the President of the United States wanted to build a wall between the U.S. and Mexico and wanted Mexico to pay for it. That wasn't nice. Now, though, things have really gotten out of hand. The NBA announced yesterday that it will force Mexican basketball fans to endure the presence of the Brooklyn Nets in their country. Not once, but twice this coming season. That's right. The Nets will play the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Miami Heat in back-to-back games this coming December in Mexico City. Seriously, what have the Mexican people done to deserve this? The Nets, remember, are a sterling 41-123 the last 2 seasons. They've had 2 winning seasons in the last 10, including a 12-70 8 years ago. Of course, this is a franchise that in 50 years has won 2 titles, the last coming in the ABA's final season in 1976. Come to think of it, maybe now Mexico will want to build that wall. I'm John Feinstein.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
How you doing there? Beautiful car, isn't she?
Yeah, what's the price?
Yeah, 93 late nights at the office. Well, plus tax, of course.
93 late nights? Oh, my budget's more like 78.
Oh, let me talk to the boss, see what I can do.
While other insurance companies just see a car, we see something you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Well, now, he's never done this before, but he says I could do 90 late nights and some free air fresheners.
Deal.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent down there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made
that deal. Oh, boy, he would never made that. Hang up on him. Lose this number.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Don't come to wrong, inappropriate, illogical judgments about what happened with the Bears. It's just another chapter for this 34-year-old version of Cutler with his torn labrum and all his broken bones and all his concussions. Don't be
that guy.
Dumb.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This summer,
Big Brother is back.
Cut off from the outside world, 16 strangers will live in a house of temptation.
Bring it on!
Cameras will watch their every move. Microphones will record their every word.
Let the games begin.
Now, for every temptation they take,
I want it all.
Someone else is gonna pay.
This is one twisted twist.
Don't miss a minute.
Give in to your temptation.
Big Brother, CBS Sunday, Wednesday, and live Thursday.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Dave Wadstedt joins us. You follow Jay Cutler's career.
I really believe deep down that he's not doing this for the money. He didn't like how it ended here, and he knows he's got some talent down there. Those are the reasons that he's playing football.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on the Score.
It's a sex comedy.
We can only hope.
Well, not if you live in the Vick household. Have you seen that? Have you seen that story?
No.
Mike Vick's wife withheld sex for a week from the young man because of his Colin Kaepernick hair comments. Good for you, Mama Vick. That's right.
A week?
Well, I mean, maybe they got a different life than you and I have. But, you know, you never know what Mama Vick and Mike Vick are getting into.
One of my favorite lines.
Ron Mexico.
My favorite lines from Everybody Loves Raymond. And he's like, oh, you're going to withhold sex from me? Oh, that's nothing. I'm like a sex camel.
Man, I never thought
it's a sex comedy.
Never thought I'd see the day. I used to hear the dudes talk about it like, oh yeah, you think? All right, cool. Wait till you're on this side of it.
Well,
I'm like, wow.
It's like
you don't like me anymore?
The ancient play Lysistrata by
the Chirac. Chirac was made
Plautus,
after.
I believe, wrote Lysistrata.
Spike Lee, actually.
Well, yeah. The roles being off, don't strike me. And he actually picked up that story and said, "Look, if they want to stop the shooting, stop killing the war, mm-hmm. be say, look,
hey, ladies, no,
that's right,
yeah, a little chastity belt for you."
All right, we have a bunch to do today. We're gonna do in other news. Oh, I got some stuff for you. I got a little quiz for you at 3 o'clock, and then we've got Mark Gonzalez at four. By then, we should have some more Cubs news. I hope it's not awful news. Zach Zaidman at 4:30 from Soldier Field. We'll do It's On at 5:30, and we'll get things started right after an update.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pack.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Z-Pack. Wolves games make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can all be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Cubs catcher Wilson Contreras left yesterday's loss versus the Giants with an apparent hamstring injury. Still no word yet on the extent of the injury or a timetable for his return, but no matter the result, it should mean more time for the recently acquired Alex Avila.
He's a veteran who's been around and can, I think, really run a game and run important games. He's been in big games before, so I think he'll have a steadying influence on the team while we try to respond to this injury.
That was Cubs president Theo Epstein. He was on with Danny Parkins this morning. That interview available now on 670thescore.com. Hey, what's up?
Sorry about that. I was actually talking to Burns. I forgot my mic was on.
Oh, okay, yeah. You got to hit the button for that one to turn it off.
Oh, you want to do that?
No.
What time? How many updates does he have today? Or is he gone? What time is he gone?
No, I'm here till 6.
Oh, he's here with
man.
Us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is it on now?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Let's wrap it up.
Okay.
Turn my mic on!
The Cubs are off today. They remain in first place in the NL Central. A game and a half.
Yep.
A game and a half.
Send my goons for you first. I'll be the final boss.
Gang.
Yeah. Gang bleep all day.
They're a game and a half up on both Milwaukee and St. Louis. On the south side tonight, the White Sox can sweep the Astros as they host Houston one more time. Carlos Rodon versus Brad Peacock. In football, the Bears open up their preseason slate tonight when they host Denver at Soldier Field. And in golf, the last major of the year began today at Quail Hollow. Thorbjørn Olesen, your early leader, -4. This summer, visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a round of golf from Kemper Sports Golf Courses with your Amstel Light purchase. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Triton College. At Triton College, you'll find real quality in our modern facilities and dedicated faculty. You'll find real value in our courses that will cost you a fraction of 4-year schools. At Triton College, you'll find real opportunity. Visit triton.edu today. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is tomorrow night at 8:05 when the Cubs take on the Diamondbacks on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks to the texter who points out it was Aristophanes who wrote Lysistrata. Thank you.
I wasn't going to be able to get correct.
That's always much appreciated.
No, yeah, thank you. You'd rather be right.
312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We are streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting. At 67011, you text, we reply, message, and data rates may apply. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at grossinger.com. Com. We're also on Twitter at Bernstein underscore Goff. He is at Jason One Goff. I'm at Dan underscore Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. We also have our website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com, where you find podcasts and those things. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook. That's a good spot. Always conversation going on there on the 670 The Score page once you like it. There's also watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. That is our video feed that's brought to you by American Needle and directed by Brian Gertsch.
Sean in Naperville. Hi, Sean. You're on Cubs Radio on The Score.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. What's the good news, though? It's all with the injury. And I just feel like crying right now because we haven't been playing good in the last few series. And it sticks, man. We got injuries happening, and now the head has got shut down. We lost to the worst team in baseball.
That's a okay, bit. Sean.
That's a bit.
Come here, Sean. I don't know if he was really crying. No. If he was not, that was good acting. And I'm sorry, Sean. Sometimes if you can't cry, you got to laugh.
That's a bit.
Yeah, I want to address something along those lines by the time we wrap up.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. That sounded like somebody was just doing a thing.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, you can't like break down fully at the end of your sentence.
It was bad.
Why are you crying?
It was bad fake sobbing,
crying?
Too.
Why are you crying?
Not well executed.
Why are you crying?
Our executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
In honor of Players Weekend, we're looking at nicknames. Jake Arrieta is going to be wearing Snake on the back of his uniform. Pretty good look. Jake the Snake, I like it.
Simple.
Other good Cub nicknames. I love Zorilla.
The Gorilla.
The fact that Lester's nickname on the back of his jersey for Players Weekend is Lester.
Straight Lester, homie.
He and Jed Jerko were both too cool for the room, apparently.
Yeah, you know. I mean, he said his first home run ball, he didn't want to go take a picture with the fans.
Why be such a misanthrope?
Hey, man.
Lighten up.
That's how he's built.
Come on, man.
That's how he's built.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Quincy Enunwa was scheduled to be the guy at wide receiver for the New York Jets, and now a really bad team figures to be worse. He is done for the year with a bulging disc. Gotta say it slowly.
Coach Jason Garrett says he's dealing with back. Coach Jason Garrett says he's dealing with back stiffness, and they're being careful with him. Unclear if he'll practice Thursday or what his availability will be this weekend. You'll remember last year he was dealing with a bulging disc issue, rather, in his lower back.
Hey, it's happened. I think Steve Levy was the first that I heard.
The old bulging Richard.
Disc. Yes, you make sure that you enunciate.
Yeah. It's like Wild Card Hunt.
Yeah! Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Wild
Chase.
Card.
Wild Card Chase.
Bulging thoracic disc.
Jeez, that was Chip. Yep.
Yeah. I knew it came from somewhere. I didn't know it.
Look,
that's pretty good, though. That's like putting a little sauce on it, right? Give me that again, Teddy. One not?
Bulging thoracic disc.
Like the thoracic, the modifier on there. Like, oh, that kind. Okay.
Oh, you didn't say Jurassic. Right.
That's a guy who's not bashful in the shower.
Right. But it's still not Chip's best. Texas leads the American League.
Can I say it?
He added a word. Can we anymore?
Getting the stop sign on that one.
Really?
People know it. You know.
Blown saves.
He was trying to say
but
saves, but he added the L in the word blown into the word saves.
And I'm sure when Harriet Tubman showed up to that plantation, everybody was like,
we ain't leaving.
We're good. We're good. I don't know if you know what our deal here is, but we work. But we get paid off at the end.
Hey, this is Texas, Harriet. Come on now. Go that way somewhere.
What's her quote? She freed 1,000 slaves. She would have freed 1,000 more if they knew they were slaves. And then there were the other 1,000 who, you know, got a little something, something.
Texas leading the league. I didn't know they kept stats.
Like, all right, come on, Chicken George. Come on through. It's your turn. That would... Now... Now, if Roots was a satire, like at the end there, where you're like, Chicken George is very happy. He loves playing the fiddler, loves playing that fiddle. But the real reason behind this is, it's like the prequel to Roots. It's like, you guys don't know why they're so happy and why Toby was so angry because he wasn't indoctrinated in the old blown. Yeah. This show is going to be ridiculous, man. I do have to address something, so let me get...
All right, let me get this out of the way before you do.
Let me get tight.
What he is about to say
tighten up.
Is brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter.
All right, so I thought when a fan base wins a championship, whether it be... the Super Bowl, the NBA Finals, the Stanley Cup, or in this case, a World Series, you kind of get like a layer of skin, a layer of armor that can't be penetrated. I'm finding, Dan, that I am running into two different Cubs fans. There's the one kind, like my guy Mike B, who lives in Tampa right now. Anytime you say anything about the Cubs, he puts up the gif of Carl Edwards Jr. with the big W flag running around the field because they just won the World Series, or Dexter Fowler with the home run. That's his response to everything. And he's earned that as a Cubs fan. And then I run into the other Cubs fan. And it happened last night when I started to talk about the Wilson Contreras thing. I have not seen this. Maybe it's because I haven't been around a champion in a while. But I haven't seen this, and the Blackhawks fans weren't like this either. There is this softness to certain Cubs fans these days that I cannot for the life of me understand. When this team, 80 games in, was kind of average, and we were like, what's going on here? Immediately, they jumped. When Schwarber showed you that he was having a bad season, and you said something about it, they jumped immediately. And last night, was the coup de grace where all of a sudden, what are you saying, Goff? You don't know anything about Wilson Contreras, all the things that we talked about in transition, all the things we threw around, the things that you've known or thought at least about sports for years, about hammies and also the effect of playing, all these things that were being thrown around on Twitter. Cubs fans got so irate and so angry.
What were they just lashing out because they're scared and unhappy about the injury and they were just looking for somebody to yell at?
But see, this is the thing. Like I said, it's not just the injury. It happened when people were saying, like myself, like, yo, this ain't, we're 50 games in. All right, we're 65 in. Like, at what point are they're going to be the Cubs here? The Schwarber thing, it happened. There's been three or four instances where it seems as if...
Yeah, people got very angry when I suggested that Kyle Schwarber could use a minor league stint.
Yes!
What are you talking about? You just see the home run that he hit in the playoffs? Do you remember what he did in Pittsburgh?
Like, you don't know more than Madden. You know more. And then when I referenced the fact that Jed Hoyer said the acquisition of the backup catcher wasn't just to spell him every once in a while, it was to get him off his feet. And when the host actually said, yeah, put him at first, put him at left, you know, tongue in cheek, he's like, no. Not getting you off your feet doesn't mean you're playing first base. So there's been a weird kind of faction of the World Series making a certain section of a fandom more sensitive. And I don't know if Sox fan, hell, Sox fans were sensitive from when they were losing, when they were winning. So, you know, this isn't a Cubs-Sox thing. But I'm noticing that any time now, it feels as if any time you question anything that's going on with the Cubs, and this is brand new for me because I've dealt with Cubs fans for years who are like, oh, yeah, we're good this year. That's cool. Or, it doesn't matter. It's all good. I'm a Cubs fan. I'm going to be a Cubs fan. And I've always said, The Dusty Baker hire changed the attitude and the tenor for me as a person who was around Cubs fans, where it was like, all right, now it's serious because now you care about winning. Now the actual atmosphere at Wrigley Field changed. Hell, you guys did shows about this, how it felt different. You know, guys were throwing stuff from the bleachers. That's not what's happening now. But after a World Series, I'd think that you'd be the kind of fan base. And I'm talking about the soft ones here, because hit dogs holler. I'm not talking about all of you. But the soft ones, I don't know why. I don't know why you're sensitive about a team that
everyone has covered, and now even more so because of a World Series win. It's not firing in my head why the reactions are what they are about this team. It's not like a Sox thing, Dan, where it's like, it's my team. Stop talking about my team. The Cubs have been everybody's team forever.
Could it be new fans who just feel strongly about it for the first time because of what's happened the last couple of years, that maybe they're more invested in a way that they used to be just sort of casually related to it, and now this is their first opportunity to have a little skin in the game?
See, but these aren't the young guys and girls that are going at it with me on Twitter for some reason. These are like guys and girls who have been invested and feel like you got the payoff. You got the payoff last year. This year should be like, yo, I understand what baseball is. I got what I needed last year, and this team is young, so they're going to be playing well forever. But it seems that, and every real obstacle or bump, there is this, I don't know if it's a loud minority or majority, I feel like it's a minority, but a very vocal minority of soft-ass Cubs fans in this city, as if they're not, one, in the number three market in the country where teams get covered, you know, you get raked across the coals, you get dissected pretty much on a daily basis in this city, and two, you won the World Series last year. Like, if I was a Cubs fan...
Right, you should have an extra layer of protection on there.
Can't tell me nothing.
Yeah, you should be bulletproof at this point.
Can't tell me anything.
312-644-6767. Got some people who want to respond to this. And when we know more about the results of the magnetic resonance imagery performed on the injured hamstring of Wilson Contreras, we'll let you know. Could be any time. You got the score.
The Bears continue their preparation for Game 1 versus the Falcons. And here at the Score, we're continuing to report on their progress with breaking Bears news, injury updates, Zach Zegman's live reports from the practice field, and of course, our unmatched team of Bears experts. So keep it here, Bears fans. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Bears preseason coverage on The Score brought to you by General RV, the nation's largest family-owned RV dealer. And Die Hard, celebrating 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard. Visit SearsAuto.com to find exciting offers in a location near you. And the Holiday Inn Express Bourbon.
We love our data packages, but we don't want to go over them with our cell phones. Well, guess what? Wi-Fi hotspots are the end thing. And if you need a Wi-Fi hotspot and you're looking for it, you got to go down the block or you got to go around the corner. With Xfinity Wi-Fi, the network of hotspots keeps you connected to the internet around town at Wi-Fi level speeds. Access to the hotspot is offered at no additional charge to all Xfinity mobile customers, as well as Xfinity internet customers who subscribe to packages that include speeds of 25 megabits per second or higher. Currently, listen to this, there are more than 15 million hotspots nationwide if you're an Xfinity customer, compared to the only 30,000 hotspots nationwide if you're billing with AT&T. Xfinity Wi-Fi delivers the fastest hotspots in the places you need them the most. Get started right now with Xfinity Internet for as low as $19.99 per month for 12 months. Call right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit Xfinity.com for more details. The offer ends August 20th, 2017, right around the corner here. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, auto pay enrollment, and 1-year term agreement. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Homeowners, patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you or someone you know has been injured, call Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates, Chicago's top injury lawyers. They've won the largest jury verdict for a back injury, the largest jury verdict for a brain injury, and the largest jury verdict for a neck injury. In fact, they've won the largest personal injury verdict in Illinois history. There are no upfront fees, and you don't pay unless they win. Call 312-800-8000 for a free consultation. That's 312-800-8000. Horwitz, Horwitz & Associates. The attention you expect, the results you deserve.
Golf overnight accommodations and a $25 food credit, all for only $170. The stay and play package at Lake Lawn Resort is a must for all golfers. Visit lakelawnresort.com to book your golf getaway today. Join Sycamore Speedway this weekend for one giant weekend of racing. Friday, it's Compact Combat Figure 8, plus Demolition Derby. Saturday, it's the Soccer Stocker Figure 8 and another Demolition Derby. For more race and group outing information, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
Looking to save on your AT&T wireless bill? Introducing Xfinity Mobile. Where mobile and internet work as one, and 90% of AT&T customers can save with Xfinity Mobile. You can get up to 5 lines of unlimited nationwide talk and text included with your Xfinity internet at no extra cost. So all you pay is for data. Call 1-800-XFINITY and sign up for Xfinity internet today and get download speed up to 75 megabits per second. Plus, Xfinity delivers the fastest internet and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home for the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Get fast speeds at home with Xfinity Internet and stay connected on the go with Xfinity Mobile. Get up to 75 megabits per second when you bundle Xfinity Internet and TV for $25 each a month for 12 months with blast speed included and a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about Xfinity Mobile and see how 90% of customers can save over AT&T Wireless. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and get this great offer. Requires enrollment to EcoBill and AutoPay. Offer ends 8/2017. Restrictions apply. New Internet Plus with upgrade to blast Internet customers only. Not available in all areas. Equipment taxes and fees including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Compares regular monthly service charges for Comcast and AT&T published rates. Actual savings vary.
It's the Honda Summerbration sales event going on now at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Get model year-end clearance pricing on 2017 models, special lease programs, and 0.9% APR financing on most new Hondas. We've got the all-new redesigned CR-V and the all-new redesigned 2018 Odyssey and hard-to-find Pilots. At Pauley Honda, enjoy a stress-free car buying experience. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or online at PauleyHonda.com. Financing with approved credit on select new models. Drive a new Acura at Pauley Acura in Highland Park during the Acura Summer of Performance event. At Pauley Acura, you'll get great pricing, special lease programs, and 0.9 to 1.9% APR financing on most new Acuras. And come in and see the all-new redesigned 2018 TLX for a new Acura and outstanding customer service without any of the usual car buying hassle. Give Pauley Acura a try. Pauley Acura on Route 41 in Highland Park or at PauleyAcura.com. Financing with approved credit on select new models.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Honestly, we scoff at that stuff. We haven't played well enough to deserve that treatment. Like, you've watched us play all year. Does it look like a team that you can say, like, hands down, we're winning the division, it's a fait accompli, all we need to do is show up? Not at all. I think if we've proven anything, it's that just showing up isn't good enough.
That's Theo Epstein. He was on with Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. This is the Bernstein and Golf Show right here on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and of course on watch670thescore.com. You can check out our live video stream brought to you by American Needle. They make the finest quality baseball caps out there. A lot of people chiming in via the text line, a couple of calls as well before we get back to it here. This is from the 414. Where's the 414 at? I'm just the opposite, Jason. I've never been more frustrated with a Cubs season. I thought World Series would make me happy for life. Now I'm angry as hell at this underachieving bunch of bums. That's a little harsh. I don't know if I go the bum route. Yeah, feels a little lackluster, but this is what happens after you win a World Series. And guys are a little tired.
630 says it's chalked up to bandwagon mentality, like they've only been paying attention since 2015. They only know winning seasons. 847 reiterates that. They drank the Kool-Aid from those saying the Cubs would be great for the next 5 years. No, we said they'd be competitive.
Yeah, baseball happens.
And they are competitive. They're in first place. Right. Tony in Sauganash is on the score. Hello, Tony.
Hey guys, I'm a lifelong club fan. I know you guys don't care.
Nope.
Correct.
but what I would say is, think the 2011 Blackhawks, okay, and like the hardcore fans that got freaked out because they lost to the Vancouver in Game 7, whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They came back and they won two more.
Yeah, but you feel that afterwards, though. You feel that afterwards, though, Tony, because you know about the two more that they won. And the Blackhawks thing is a little bit different because there was a very new fan base for that team. That team got a lot of money over the last 5 or 6 years from all the people that those people hated. Those 5,000 that were filling up the United Center before the bandwagoners jumped on, before, you know, the new front office took control of PR. There was a lot of new folks, a lot of new people that were having the game explained to them by people who love the game. So it's a little bit different of a situation. The Cubs have been everyone's team. Whether you wanted Sox fans, the Cubs have been a part of your life since you were born. From the day you were born and knew that you were going to be a Sox fan, whether you like it or not, the Cubs have been a part of your life. Whether you hated them or you didn't give a damn, but you knew that they were around.
They helped define you.
Yes! So the Cubs are not some new thing that are just being covered a certain way. You know, this has been over a decade now where people have been like, all right, I care about the Cubs winning every single year.
This segment is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost Mobile's best family plan and get four lines for just $25 per line, each with unlimited gigs. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save. In Chicago Heights, here's Adam. He's on the score.
Afternoon, gentlemen.
Well,
Dan, I think you accidentally answered Jason's question there at the end of the last segment, kind of a bit of a throwaway line where you said, you know, people have been told that the Cubs, especially based off the last 2 years, are going to be fantastic. They're going to be great for years to come. I think you've underestimated the defeatist part of the fan base and the new part of the fan base that looks at the past 2 years and then the previous 106 and goes, oh, God, is this happening again?
Mm. Oh, boy. That's a really pathological.
Yeah, like you love torture.
And if, well, this is nothing that we actually believed in for the last 2 years could possibly have been correct.
You think there's you think there's enough people to form that kind of voice? I mean, it's interesting how he phrased it, too, the fetus. Portion of the fan base.
Yeah, there is a masochistic defeatist. And we talked about it in the wake of victory for those Cubs fans that hung on that needed that needed.
I talked to Matt Spiegel here, who was like, there are some people who are not going to feel the same if they win the World Series,
right,
because that specialness of winning isn't something that they wanted.
The emptiness, the missing piece was part of their identity.
Remember that, Shep? Remember that day where Shep actually jumped on the air that day and just went off on Spiegel? Like,
the loser ass mentality.
It's not. It's true though. There are people.
Yeah, I wasn't arguing if it was true, and I was just like,
it's true, but
really,
you're still like that's a losing way to look at things.
Oh no, I think it's crazy. Those people should be lampooned. I'm not saying that.
Shep did it.
I'm certainly saying that they exist.
Gonna need a bigger boat.
But if that aspect it was that important to you, if that's
the whole reason you're a fan,
right?
Like, I don't understand that.
It's a professional sports team.
I want
that
my
doesn't
team
really care about you
at all.
It's not
that doesn't really at
it's
all.
Not you are simply a
one of the
repository of money that they're trying to suck money out of you. That's all. No matter what is said,
they hope that your child sees the way you root.
Correct.
And then when they grow up to be able to spend some money,
amen,
you can bring your kids
more
in
net,
here too.
Free tastes. Look what you do with the baby blankets at some of these hospitals, where you start getting a Blackhawks blanket or you get a Cubs hat. That first taste is free. They want those pictures. They want those pictures to have that logo on
Black
there.
Hawks did
Come
it.
On now.
Blackhawks did it a lot.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, my little cousins are like, I think we like hockey now. I'm like, oh, God. You guys know how much a hockey game costs these days?
You know how many thousands of dollars in goalie equipment I am because of the damn Blackhawks?
Wow. I didn't think of that. It was right when Jay was.
Right when. And it was all his friends. And the
fact sports
that
opinions.
That we literally live around the corner from a rink. And we have to, it's like 30
perfect
seconds.
Storm.
You're
a triangulation of the assassination of Dan Bernstein's pockets.
It was 30 seconds. And then it's like, I really like goalie. Oh, great. Okay.
Book depository has a gun out of it and is shooting at Dan's pockets.
Hey, no, I'm not complaining. Because,
no, I got you.
Look, I'm not paying with some of these elite teams where it's, you know, 25 grand a year for some of these hockey programs. You talk about a racket.
You can get like 25 strollers with that.
Not if you're 1,500. Come on now.
We got to take a break. I'm
Jeez.
Sorry.
All right. We have you know, the news coming up later. We are expecting some news at any point from the Cubs regarding Wilson Contreras and the unfortunate occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge yesterday. You have the score.
MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff tomorrow at 2 on the score.
Look at our division right now, and it's like nobody's really taking control of it. It's just kind of, you know, back and forth. Guys are winning. Guys are going on losing streaks. So hopefully we can grab this division and take control of it.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago.
Weighing your options for college, Moraine Valley Community College makes a quality education affordable. By completing the first 2 years of your bachelor's degree at Moraine Valley, you'll save thousands of dollars on tuition and room and board. That's book smart and business savvy. Check out their low tuition and learn about the financial aid and available scholarships that make them even more affordable at morainevalley.edu/register. Moraine Valley Community College, rock solid since 1967.
Pepe's Mexican Restaurants is celebrating 50 years of serving great Mexican cuisine. And this month only, you can get fried ice cream for just 50 cents with the purchase of any Mexican dinner entree. Pepe's fried ice cream is crunchy coated, flash fried, and topped with a cloud of whipped topping. It's the perfect summer treat, and it's muy delicioso.
Well, 50 great years, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's tacos are very good tacos.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
I am confident that Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease were the best offer the White Sox could have gotten for Quintana, but I also believe that if Hawk were still the GM, they would have made that deal.
Oh boy, he would never have made that. Hang up on him.